Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the new environment topic in IELTS speaking. Expert tips and sample answers. Discussing a time when you were in a new environment is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This theme allows examiners to assess your ability to describe experiences, express emotions, and reflect on personal growth. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'll guide you through each part of the speaking test, providing sample questions, answers, and valuable tips to help you excel in this topic. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about new environments. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1, have you ever been in a completely new environment? Sample answer, yes, I have. The most memorable experience was when I moved to a different city for my university studies. It was quite a culture shock at first, as I had to adjust to a new lifestyle, make new friends, and navigate an unfamiliar urban landscape. Sample question 2. How do you usually feel when you're in a new place? Sample answer. Initially, I tend to feel a mixture of excitement and nervousness. The thrill of exploring a new place is always exhilarating, but there's also a sense of uncertainty that comes with being in unfamiliar surroundings. However, I find that this feeling of nervousness usually subsides as I become more accustomed to the new environment. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1-2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to being in a new environment. Sample cue card. Describe a time when you were in a completely new environment. You should say where it was, when it happened, why you were there, how you felt about being in this new environment. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about the time I studied abroad in Japan for a semester during my second year of university. This experience took place about 3 years ago, and it was my first time living in a foreign country for an extended period. I chose to study in Tokyo because I was fascinated by Japanese culture and wanted to immerse myself in a completely different environment to broaden my horizons. The university had an excellent exchange program, which made it an ideal opportunity for me to step out of my comfort zone and challenge myself. When I first arrived, I felt a whirlwind of emotions. On one hand, I was incredibly excited to explore this new world, with its bustling streets, unique architecture, and rich traditions. The vibrant energy of Tokyo was palpable, and I couldn't wait to dive into this new adventure. However, I also experienced a fair amount of culture shock and homesickness during the first few weeks. The language barrier was more challenging than I had anticipated, and simple tasks like grocery shopping or using public transportation became daunting adventures in themselves. There were moments when I felt overwhelmed and questioned my decision to come. Despite these initial struggles, I gradually began to adapt to my new surroundings. I made friends with both local students and other international students, which helped me feel more at home. As I became more familiar with the Japanese way of life, I found myself embracing the differences and even appreciating aspects of the culture that I had initially found strange. Overall, this experience in a new environment was transformative. It pushed me to become more independent, adaptable, and open-minded. Looking back, I'm grateful for the challenges I faced because they contributed significantly to my personal growth and gave me a fresh perspective on the world. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did you overcome the initial challenges of being in a new environment? What was the most surprising aspect of the new culture you encountered? How has this experience changed your approach to unfamiliar situations? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question 1. Why do you think some people adapt more easily to new environments than others? Sample answer. I believe that adaptability to new environments is influenced by a combination of factors. Firstly, personality traits play a crucial role. People who are naturally open-minded, flexible, and curious tend to embrace change more readily and view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than threats. Secondly, prior experiences can significantly impact one's ability to adapt. Those who have been exposed to diverse cultures or have lived in different places before may find it easier to adjust to new environments because they've developed coping mechanisms and problem-solving skills from previous experiences. Lastly, I think mindset is a key factor. Individuals with a growth mindset who believe in their ability to learn and improve are more likely to thrive in new environments. They tend to approach unfamiliar situations with a positive attitude and are more willing to step out of their comfort zone. Question 2. How can businesses help new employees adapt to their work environment? Sample answer. Businesses can implement several strategies to help new employees acclimate to their work environment more effectively. First and foremost, a comprehensive onboarding program is essential. This should go beyond just paperwork and include orientation sessions that introduce new hires to the company culture, values, and operational procedures. Another crucial aspect is assigning mentors or buddies to new employees. These experienced staff members can provide guidance, answer questions, and offer support during the initial adjustment period. This not only helps new hires feel more welcome, but also facilitates knowledge transfer and builds relationships within the team. Furthermore, businesses should foster an inclusive culture that values diversity and encourages open communication. Regular team-building activities and social events can help new employees build connections with their colleagues and feel more integrated into the workplace community. Lastly, providing ongoing training and development opportunities demonstrates the company's commitment to employee growth and helps new hires continuously improve their skills and knowledge, making them feel more confident and competent in their new environment. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your IELTS speaking performance when discussing new environments, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Acclimate, verb, to become accustomed to a new environment or situation. Example, it took me a few weeks to acclimate to the fast-paced lifestyle of New York City. Culture shock, cult shock, noun, the feeling of disorientation experienced by someone subjected to an unfamiliar culture or environment. Example, moving from a small village to a bustling metropolis gave me severe culture shock. Immerse oneself, phrasal verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, to truly understand the local culture, I decided to immerse myself in community activities. Broaden one's horizons, to expand the range of one's knowledge, experience, or interests. Example, traveling to different countries has really helped broaden my horizons. Step out of one's comfort zone. Idiom. To do something that you find challenging or unfamiliar. Example, learning to speak in public was a way for me to step out of my comfort zone. Adaptability, depth, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, her remarkable adaptability allowed her to thrive in various work environments. Embrace change, phrase, to accept or welcome new situations or developments enthusiastically. Example, instead of resisting the company restructure, she chose to embrace change and see it as an opportunity. Examiner's advice. To excel in discussing new environments during your IELTS speaking test, practice storytelling. Prepare personal anecdotes about times you've been in new environments. Focus on describing your emotions, challenges, and how you overcame them. Use varied vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases related to adaptation and cultural experiences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples. When discussing abstract ideas in Part 3, support your points with concrete examples to show depth of thought. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze experiences by discussing what you learned or how you grew from being in new environments. Stay calm and confident. Remember that it's okay to take a moment to gather your thoughts. Speak clearly and at a measured pace to showcase your language skills effectively. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about new environments in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to demonstrate your ability to communicate fluently and coherently while showcasing a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. For more IELTS speaking tips, check out our guides on how to describe a person who is very good at handling stress and how to talk about a time you were very excited. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.